Heavenly Father, again, we thank you that your love speaks the truth to us. And you have been working all our lives to this point this evening to be able to speak to us in the manner that you have. We would not have heard any of this if we were not ready. This is how in control you are. Lord, you don't want any of us to run away, because wherever we go, we take it with us. And let us not run away from you, even as you are working or exposing those areas in our lives. You have provided through the blood of Jesus. You are willing, you are drawing us into your presence. And Father, when it does have our name and address on it, you don't beat us over the head. It's your love that changes us. When your love is worked within our hearts, we want to please you. We want to obey you. We want to do it your way, because that is what love does. So, Father, thank you tonight that you are so patient, so merciful over us. Lord, we marvel at the fact that you are delaying your coming. And when some of the things we do in our lives, we just have to say thank you, Father, that you didn't return at that point when I was sinning. Oh, Father, your love is just so vast, so great, and yet we don't take advantage of it either. We're all desperate. We're all in that spiritual ark by the mercy and grace of God. And we know one day that that door spiritually is going to close. Let all of us be found in that place of refuge. Let all of us escape the judgments that are coming upon the earth. That like the ark that rose with the floods of the water, so we likewise will rise, and it will take us up into glory, into heaven, where we will be ever with you. Lord, that is the desires of our heart. May that become true and reality to each and every one of us.